Good people, what's going on? It's your boy, Alex Wedge J Media. We all coming live from Alex Wedge J Media Studios, and tonight, we got a special guest in the motherfucking building. We got a local celebrity here. Go and tell the people who you in, man.
Boy, y'all already know what the fuck going on. Now, it's your boy, Eastside Joey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Eastside motherfucking Joey.
Dice Shaker Podcast on all platforms.
Check them folks out. We gonna get into some of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna find out some shit about you.
Hello.
We wanna know what you been up to.
I told on 10 niggas. I told on 10 niggas.
Cut it. We don't watch niggas on this platform.
They was roaches, though.
Oh, yeah, because I was snitched on at a young age. Shout out to Mr. Albert. Anyway, welcome to the media show, my brother.
It's a pleasure to be here, bro.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I have been hearing a lot about you here locally. Some of the people we familiar with, they say you've been tearing up a lot of the stages and doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, with the comedy and shit. So how long you been in comedy?
Preferably 7 weeks, but I always been type of trap funny, like neighborhood funny, barbecue funny. Mm-hmm. I was voted
7 weeks?
Yeah.
You mean like a pit bull puppy?
Facts. You know what I'm saying? I need goat milk. I ain't making it through. But yeah, I always been funny, like in high school. You know, like in high school, South Dakota, you know, they got that little shit called singing superlatives. Mm-hmm. I was the most humorous.
Okay.
So we went downtown, Centennial Park, this some old dumbass shit. Like, we stood by it's a long ass, like a monumental thing. We supposed to put our hands together, like we squishing the building or something. Yeah. Stupid ass shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you want to get in comedy?
I'm tired of working, man. I'm tired of working for folk. Especially the crackle dog.
Okay. We don't use racist.
Oh, okay.
On the show. You're a motherfucking liar.
Oh, I love it. God damn, I love these folks.
Fuck them.
Fuck that Chinese bitch.
So, who was some of your comic influences?
Bernie Mac, mm-hmm. Mike Epps, Martin, my number one go-to. Like, that's how I knew I was slow. I'm like, I supposed to live like Martin. You know, you grew up, like, you watching Martin. Like, when you a child, you should be engulfed in your mind. Like, I supposed to live like Martin. Uh-huh. I supposed to get me a Gina. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't happen, but I got a beloved. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see you love a lady in the business. You know how y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the all-time greats. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Who are some of the newer generation that who you suck up a little game from to kind of keep you inspired in your career?
Like K-Dub.
Underrated like a motherfucker.
We just talking about it last night. They did like a culture ATL last night with Morning Culture. Mm-hmm. I went to Morning Culture live podcast, mm-hmm. and Tip told everybody in the world like last night, cause he jumped on their podcast too. Like K-Dub is the most underrated legend in the game, mm-hmm. and I agree because I watched some of his shit. I'm like, yeah, he dope. He like real, mm-hmm. like in depth funny. Like you could see that shit funny, mm-hmm. and. Like DC, like I told DC Young Fly a long time ago, back in 99, 2000, I was just like you. It wasn't no internet. Yeah. I was that wildin' ass nigga in high school, mm-hmm. in the cafeteria with all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all that animated shit, I was doing all that retarded, mm-hmm. shit. And that shit dope. I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of him.
I think DC Young Fly is one of the top comedians right now. Here.
Facts.
You know, I fuck with 85 South Show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... I fought with shot my boy Chico.
Yeah, Beans and
Chico
them.
Chico Bean and what's the other name?
Carlos Miller.
Carlos Miller.
He underrated too.
He underrated and he's a motherfucking, his punchline is genius, you know what I'm saying? I fought with him a long way, a strong way. But I think everybody got a Kobe and a Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Michael Jordan and team is DC Young.
Facts.
But they cohesion together is what make it dope.
Yeah. It's like salt and vinegar. Mm-hmm. They go together. Lays and potato chips.
So I see you got a blessed as fuck hat on.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Ronnie Jordan.
Yeah, shout out to the boy Ronnie Jordan. He got his you know a crazy thing about Ronnie? He's such a good guy. He gave this shit to us on his birthday. Like we supposed to be giving him shit on his birthday. He gave us this hat for our podcast on his birthday.
Yeah. Now Ronnie, if you wanna give out any free
blessed as fuck.
Gift with blessed as fuck items. to someone to a mid-session plump person like yourself,
mm-hmm.
we have to wear J Media except all gifts. You know what I'm saying? So I think Ronnie underrated like a motherfucker too, though.
Ronnie dope as fuck.
But Ronnie funny as hell.
Ronnie funny.
Ronnie, when I think about those comics, I know I'm gonna get that unadulterated, straight up No bullshit, old bar. I think of him. I think of my personal favorite right now is Corey Holt. Well, I think Ronnie and Jordan, Ronnie and Corey in the same ring.
Corey, to me, in my opinion, knock on the Corey Holcomb, I feel like him and Patrice O'Neal got the same type of swag. You know what I mean? Because they don't give a fuck. And that's how I am, too.
Shout
like,
out to the GOAT, Patrice O'Neal. Rest in peace.
Like, I like both of them because they don't give a fuck. You know, they like, why should I care about your feeling? I'm doing something God gave me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To tell you the truth in a way that you might hate it. Like, it might be blunt and like, oh, fuck you. Fuck that cracker. Fuck that Chinese bitch. Like, but in actuality,
you don't like white people, do you?
Nah, I don't fuck with them.
You don't like Chinese people either?
Nope, I don't fuck with them neither.
But you fuck that fried rice up,
though. Hello. That's nigga. You know one thing about nigga, we call everybody nigga. Chinese can be a nigga. Man, nigga, get my motherfucking change, nigga.
Yeah. So, like, where you from? What were you from? You from the east side?
Like, dude, Martin Luther King, Bourne Road. Martin Luther King.
Oh, so you west side.
I'm west side. I used to be Hunter Street. You know what I'm saying? We'll ponder them. Then I came to the east side. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we stayed out here.
Bourne Road.
Oh,
Creekwood.
Free my boy Slim.
Yeah, Slim. Yeah. Free my boy Thug Life. He got 20 years. Mm-hmm. He should be out in the next 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
No, so you from the west side. You came to east side. So you got to experience what I call the whole Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, a lot of times, see, the reason why this podcast was started because, you know, I am from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I am from the east side of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
My show is the show that like to give people the whole side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I personally feel that when people on the outside hear about Atlanta, it's always the west side.
Yeah.
Or the south side.
They
never get to see about the east side.
Cause you know why they always do that? Because they be ignorant young kids, don't even know. All y'all family who done got the money from the south side and the west side, get what they living at now? And on the east side. And get what they start doing? Making kids on the east side. And if they know, they some east side babies. But
shout out to the 4-5 gang out here. They look crazy.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to get people a whole glimpse of the whole Atlanta, the whole vibe.
I feel like the whole Atlanta to me is Cobb County, yeah. Fulton, and DeKalb. And some parts, I'm going to say Little Henry County, and some parts like Conyers a little bit, but because everybody.
When I think of Atlanta, I think of Clayton County,
yeah,
Fulton County, DeKalb, Cobb, Gwinnett only.
Yeah,
not even all of Cobb, but all of
the Gwinnett. Absolutely,
I'm talking about like
the borderline.
I'm talking about like Six Flags. Right?
Yeah, yep.
I'm talking about goddamn Lawrenceville.
Your highway, like Mount
Gwinnett.
Yep,
that's still, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, you know, you're there with the tree.
Yeah.
Now, you've been performing a lot around the city. I'm thinking about getting into that type thing, man. What is something you get some of the young people like myself? I say it, motherfucker. Young niggas like myself.
You talking about?
Like some game, like kind of get in the game, get our feet wet. You know what I'm saying?
Like a OG told me, keep doing it. Keep going up there. Don't be shy, because I'm not shy at all. Like, I can get in front of a million people, and they boo me. Guess what? I'm going to come back next week again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Have you got booed yet?
No, I haven't got booed yet.
Okay.
I haven't got booed yet. You know what I mean? But the spots I've been doing, some are really not comedy spots. Some people ain't here to laugh. Some people are here to mac on a bitch, smoke their hookahs, eat some food, and get the hell up out of here.
Is it gay for a man to smoke a hookah?
Definitely is gay.
Okay, moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you from the west side,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm from the east side, so who are some of the people that you know that they were funny as hell, but they never necessarily got on them in front of that? You like, they funny.
Ooh, man, it's so many J's and older niggas. Like the J's be...
Hey, shout out to all, let me cut y'all.
Go ahead.
Shout out to that nigga Ralph. On Western Chapel.
Real.
Car Wash. Glenwood.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you doing.
And who else, man? And I'm leaving right now.
Nah. Like, my one of my brother's close friend, he named Double Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest nigga I know. He's supposed to have been like the fourth member of Onyx, because he had one of them weak, lazy ass eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he might say some crazy shit like, hey, give me a cigarette if I shoot you. That's some funny ass shit, because he know he not going to do it. Like, he just want a cigarette that bad. He's like, shut up if I throw you through the TV.
Yeah.
You're like, why you want to throw a nigga through the
TV?
No, you want to. Just a retarded ass nigga.
Yeah,
like, he really want a real West Side crazy nigga.
Is?
Double Trouble.
Shout out to my boy Double Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't kill nobody with no stinking ass Newport. You're gonna die anyway.
Hello. They need diet cigarettes for my ass, cause I smoke like 20.
So like if I call you and say, hey my boy, I'm out here on the west side kicking shit, man. And
who you need some weed from?
Nah, no, I know I sit on the west side. My folk down.
Hey, pound it in. What pound it in?
Shout out to them, man. Right there in the West End.
Hey, hello.
I know where to pull up at.
Right by the Shea Butter.
Oh, you know what's going on? Okay. You know what's going on.
But you know what the fuck going on.
So, if I'm out there on the west side, what's the underground spot that the food good? A lot of folks ain't know.
Ooh, I got you. The breakfast spot, Unity. It opens 3 times a week. That's how good this shit is. But when you go in there, you're going to be like, nah, I ain't trying to eat at him. I'm not trying to eat at him. Because it's like your old grandma house. Like, I'm talking about your mama's house. Yeah. That's how it look.
It's called Unity.
Yeah, Unity. it right across street from the cemetery on MLK, on Martin Luther King, on 20. So when you go, if you come from the east side, you make a left off Martin Luther King, go up under the bridge, pass right stuff. That's the Tesco.
Oh, yeah.
In the plaza.
About apartment.
Yeah, the apartment.
Yeah.
The apartment.
Well, yeah, you got to goddamn suck your stomach in and get in there. Got
fat, absolutely.
One
little bar. It look nasty in there, buddy. And my favorite part, when you tip my homeboy who owned it.
Like
Joshua! Like, thank you, Joshua!
Yeah. Because you got a goddamn look at the stove all the way in the back.
Yeah. And mama, who owned it, she at the front collecting all the money because she the OG.
Yeah.
So every time Joshua would get a tip, we tip everybody that come through that Unity spot tip. Uh-huh. Like, that's what we do on that side of town.
Yeah,
we tip.
I tip my mom out there sometimes. Get her salmon.
Yeah, ooh, that salmon croquette. Yeah. Tell me about them biscuit. Biscuit melt in your mouth. Yeah.
I'm down with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time we give Joshua a tip, she be like, Joshua, thank you. Yeah. I'm like, how you saying thank you? Like, that's it, tip. Like, she gonna bust it up. She getting the overhead. That big mama, that OG. She big stepper.
Big stepper. So who are some people you had a chance to work with on your comedy journey?
Well, I've been working with the crew I work with. Dice Shaker Podcast, Boogie Brad, Viz Madness, Uno, you know what I mean? But like, I ain't really working with the other comedian, you know what I'm saying? But just doing, like, open mics and seeing them there. Like, K-Dub, like...
Have you worked with any rappers been on the album?
Yeah. I did the Rich Kid first mix CD called Money Swag. Uh-huh.
Shout out to the motherfucker, Rich Kid.
My partner them with partner them.
Where they at, man?
They everybody getting money, man. You know what I'm saying? Schooly over there with True Street Exec.
Lil' Career.
You know what I'm saying?
What the other one
name? Rashad the God still with Till. I just seen him last night.
He was a Rich Kid?
Yeah, he's a Rich Kid. It was Rashad the God, Schooly, Junie, Caleb, and Jose Guapo.
I thought London on Track went with them too.
Nah, London on Track. Nah, London used to be with them. London used to ride, like, how the story go, cut. These are my people, Grand Hustle Gang. Like, Rashad the God used to always come to our spot with Gunner, Pee Wee, Lundy on the track, Weezy on the beats, and what's the other nigga name? Oh, I forgot. Turbo. All of them used to be riding with Rashad the God in the Expedition when Tilt had gave Rashad the Expedition. This is like about 05-06. Like, these guys have been grinding.
That's all Rashad. That's Tilt look cousin.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rashad the God. You know what I'm saying? God gang. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He on the real, like, he really spit though.
You know the crazy thing about it? I told Rashad a long time ago, like probably like about a year ago. I said, you know what? I know this your man, but he sounds just like you. Just got a softer voice, Gunner. Cause you know Rashad God, Shady Park. Yeah. That's Shady Park. He from the South Side, but one thing about Rashad God, he from the West Side. He's just like me. I'm from the East Side and the West Side. Rashad God from the South Side and the West Side. He went to Dub, but stayed on the South Side in Shady Park. Like, he know all them big dudes. Like, True, R.I.P. to True.
Remember, man, them dude, Maid Gang.
Ooh! Maid. And my brother was the quarterback at Maid, too, back then, back in the
90s. Young nigga, like, that shit fine, man. It was like back in the day.
You remember we used to go to,
y'all killing. Yeah. Y'all shooting.
Yeah.
We was over there whooping that.
Yeah, he talking
you
about.
You had that hook guy.
Facts.
Now whoever got the biggest stick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That shit weak.
That man. Shit lame as hell. Like, drop your guns and put up your hands, man.
Fight, young nigga.
They scared. You know why they scared? Cause you know why? You know
take
why?
Ass whooping.
They don't want to. Cause you know why? Everybody filming everything, and don't nobody want to.
I remember you used to get your ass whooped. The last session.
Uh-huh.
The next nigga you came down, man. You threw that nigga Doug T. You understand me. So nigga, no lie, I might have got my ass whooped last time.
I'm in my high school.
This fuck nigga just tried and got his ass whooped too.
Hey man, I'm in my high school. I seen a nigga get his ass beat for 3 periods straight.
Damn.
When I say they chased this man all up and down the hallway, I'm in Spanish class looking at this shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We like, como te llamo, Macata, you just see a nigga just running past him. He like this. He running crazy. And get what? He wanted a nigga on the football team. He got to with some hood niggas. Like, these niggas don't play football. These niggas fucking with the hoe, getting fresh. And I guess you talked to one of their bitches to get what they did. Chase your ass 3 periods straight.
Yeah. That's how it going back in the day. Shout out to all my truck nigga back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Good mid, though.
Yeah, man. We, you know, I ain't gonna snitch on myself.
Hey, no.
I ain't gonna snitch on myself too much. But where you at? So what you got coming up this week? What you got?
I got J.R. Cricket tonight. I do that every Cascade. The Cascade. It's called J.R. Cricket Halftime now.
Yeah.
And Cascade. And every Thursday I'll be at the Spin Knot. Then I got shit Saturday at the little spot called Grande. It's a cigar bar.
Wherever the other state, yeah. You up there telling jokes.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna get my shit off my chest. God, that's the only way you gonna get on.
Yeah, 5 years from now, where you gonna be?
Shit, you already know. Big yacht, big stepper. Take care of my family. Good credit down.
Yes, sir. Just remember.
New teeth.
You said that old being. And I called, hey, man.
I'm like.
Get some fit. No. Don't send me. No, leave me on scene.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, JJ.
Because I know how to get around scene. I tell y'all, come.
Ooh, hello.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I get shit everybody with nobody.
Yeah.
Serious question. I ask everybody come on my show. Find out if you're a real nigga.
Okay, come on.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
First question. Oxtail's a nigga.
Oh, you know my people are from the islands. You know I'm going to go with the oxtails.
Okay.
Just because.
That's the south ball.
Hello.
Collard greens or cabbage.
You.
Hold them up, no.
I'm so real. I want both, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. I want both of them.
You got one?
I go with the collard greens. Oh, yeah. I green.
I love cabbage.
I do. It's the color for me.
Pick a green over a cabbage. You can't do it.
You can't do it. God won't even let you do it. God.
Yams a peach cobbler.
That's fucked up. Like, the crazy thing about it, I like both of them. That's fucked up. I'm going with the yam. Oh, yam. Yam on me.
Fried chicken or baked chicken?
Do I like I eat baked shit, nigga? You should answer that shit. Fried chicken, nigga. I love fried chicken, nigga.
Baked chicken with crispy on the top, with that goddamn cream of mushroom and shit on the bottom, over that rice. I'll slap your bitch the fuck out.
Are you talking about with some biscuits?
Yes, sir.
But you know, I like fried chicken. That's my problem.
Fried chicken, man. We know we niggas, man.
Like,
niggas eat fried chicken every day,
dude. And I wish they shut down JJ because I keep round pot that shit. It's like temptation, like.
I want to inform you. I had an addiction. That
cocaine.
That young pudge. That white crack.
Yes sir. Talk to him, doctor.
I have been accused of trying to steal the shake out of that motherfucker several times.
Ooh.
I am banned from Western Chapel.
JJ
for repeated death attempts.
I'm deaf.
So I said fuck him, and I haven't had JJ's in 2 months.
Shit, I started bagging that shit up. I started bringing some goddamn 125 bags in that bit. Fuck is you doing?
That ain't no goddamn white. What is supposed to be? White pepper, cap.
But guess what though?
That is. I'm gonna tell you something. That's the leftover shake off the brick.
Facts.
They put a little black pepper with it.
Mm-hmm. Tell it.
Seasoned salt.
A little garlic.
They mix that shit up in the blender.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on top of the chicken.
But I'm gonna tell you some real shit about JJ. Mm-hmm. When I ate JJ, cause I got homies from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So when I ate JJ, it wasn't that powder. It was mild sauce. They get mild sauce. Like you can go to JJ right now and ask for the mild sauce.
That mild sauce. I'm telling you, I like that crack
with the mild.
And dip my chicken in the mild.
Ooh.
I just bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
So we gonna your favorite feature album.
That bar Frucci? I fought with that bar Frucci.
Yeah.
But I my nephew.
I call him Fu.
You got fruit. I told people that's his real name. When he first came out, that boy named Fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah. One day, I'm going to tell you some real shit. I'm going to tell you a story right quick. Yeah. We're coming down Memorial Drive over there by Clay Street, over there by Edgewood. And,
I don't know what that is.
Edgewood. It's over there by Alonzo Cram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the nigga was coming down like in the Maybach.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga was on the bus stop on the phone. He's like, hey, boy, let me call you back. I guess the homeboy like, say, why? But that boy Fruit's coming down the street right now. Like, he's the only nigga in the city with a Maybach. that boy Future, cause he come, you know, he come through Edgewood, Kirkwood, so he think that Future.
Let me know it real.
It real.
No, can't wait till I get mine. But you know that. Catch me up Glenwood with a top drop.
But you heard.
Happily I've been married to for years on the passenger seat.
Fuck you talking about.
That's why I gonna have
them little
young tenders in the back.
See, no. See, first of all. Little stupid ass. But my favorite Future album has got to be that Dirty Sprite one. Cause go away, you know why? Cause Central Station was popping. The second Central Station, not the first Central Station. The second one.
Yeah, you said mom when they put that bitch in E-Point.
They put that bitch in E Point.
Yeah.
And you had goddamn, you had to be goddamn on goddamn going E Point, cause E Point everywhere.
Pull up beating.
Yeah.
On them Renews.
Yeah. On them Renews.
Out there at night.
But
boy, I seen a lot of niggas crying, boy.
But hey, you talking about?
In the
ass. and we ain't at Texas.
Shout to my boy Gundo Steve.
But Dirty Sprite won.
Dirty Sprite won. Okay. Now we are gonna ask you the last question. We're gonna go to the Outkast, favorite Outkast.
Oh man,
I'm gonna tell you mine. Why you think?
No, I already know.
What?
The last album, The Love Below.
Speak about Love Below.
Speak about Love Below.
The Love Below is one of my favorite albums also, but I gotta go with the second one.
Oh shit!
The South got something.
Yeah,
to say.
Yeah, you killed me with that one. That dope. That definitely right.
We draw some player listen, and they booed us. And up there at the source. The South got something to say. That was the album that came out after that. That's when he said fuck the. He took his ass and he just shit all over New York.
But New York niggas are always trying to rap like the South niggas now.
Let me tell you something.
Beloved.
It's always culture. Whoever wins this with everybody. But, I remember Jim Jones and we having goddamn Shirley Kimball's twist and got them all-star like niggas in L.A. was. It's all about who winning. Whoever popping, everybody want to be like the winners.
But guess what, though? What? When you heard a London nigga rap like a New York nigga, I'll wait.
Move right along.
He definitely don't rap like no New York nigga.
Man, you didn't fucking that nigga.
He rap like.
I fought with.
I used to be a background dancer.
I ran one night. Listen, nigga, shit. I don't want to sleep and shit. Don't rain the goddamn bitch. This nigga don't got educated me to death. I'm goddamn sleeping in the motherfucker. I woke up. I'm in some damn trees.
This nigga got bars. He got bars on top of bars.
All right, listen, that nigga, you cleaning up. Can't be you a zone on it. You got that thing too deep for you, know. Yo, Ashley, put you in the train.
Now, that's how, what God give me like that? Money man. I just running around. Then you run the pound.
I tell money man to speak up, goddammit.
I don't. And then you on ground down.
And that shit had your ass got down. Like a motherfucker,
man. Gone. I really never die. Put around, shot the nigga with the same gun. Yeah. Man, you ain't on the run. I like, bro.
One flow.
He won flow.
No way.
Bueller.
Money man like a train Michigan stuck in third.
I'm telling you.
That nigga, boy.
Hey, man, run around. Seems that man around.
I'm gonna have niggas be good. Okay, my last question to you, Father, let's get up out of here, man. What side of town got the big pussy?
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't can't answer that question.
It's
all gonna be a problem. So, that's what we do.
Okay.
We answer them type of question. Can I answer the question better? I got my attorney. She said, period. The fuck?
Now, I'm gonna answer a question for you, then.
Okay.
I'm gonna take you to the South Side. Garby Road.
Ooh.
Riverdale. Clay County.
Shout out to T. White,
They breeze good pussy down now.
Mm.
Because I don't know a nigga that has not been wine dirty on 85 late night trying to get to something hot and ready down there.
Slow
they rising. Breeze good pussy down now. It starts from Southwest Atlanta and go down. Shout out to that fuck nigga Victor Hill, of course.
Let me tell you something.
I don't recommend that.
That nigga anywhere.
I don't recommend you stay down not too long.
I was on dick.
After you get them guts, you better go down there at night. You better spend the
night. Yep.
And then when you finish busting your nest in the morning, you get in that traffic and
Get
your ass back. If your ass come through that bitch texting on your phone.
All in the Crown Vic.
You're in the Hilton. That's what they call the jail. Like that.
Yeah, the Hilton. Yep. I've been in there before.
So, man, give everybody your social media.
Funny Man Joey on Instagram, Dice Shaker Podcast on Instagram, and Dice Shaker Podcast on all platforms.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna follow you, man. After Wedge, I hope y'all follow back. I am After Wedge Media. This is Funny Man Joey. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on Instagram, YouTube, check out his podcast. If somewhere you ain't got nothing to do, pull up on my boy Pimpy on his gang and check him out, man.
How's you doing?
Coming artist, man. We gonna support everybody that support us. And we'll see y'all next motherfucking week. And you know who I got coming next week. I would tell you, but y'all talk too much.
Hello.
Man, we'll be good, bitch. We out.
Y'all
ready?
Okay. You say what?
Two, three. I'm gonna talk to white dude.
Fuck that cracker. All
right, man. You know what this dude? Okay. Say this funny man, Joey. Say this funny man, Joey. I was just on the media show with Addison West J Media.
Addison West J Media.
Addison West J Media.
Average.
Averton.
Averton.
Oh, let me move the sign out of the way. You see that? Atherton West.
Oh, Atherton.
Yeah, West.
Oh, ain't there like a grocery store in California?
Yeah, that's my street I grew up on.
Atherton.
Yeah, the richest niggas from Glenwood grew up on that street right there.
That was everybody across the street from the club.
Cemetery. Tracker?
Oh, cemetery, okay. No apartment?
Down the street. Nah. Man, just ask around about Atherton, man.
So what?
We invented jugging on the east side. Man.
Fuck you talking about.
You facts.
Ooh, tell it. Tell it.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a try.
Well, what do you want me to say? Say that again.
This is on Funny Man Marco. I was on the media show with Addison West J Media.
Okay. It's Funny Man Joey. I was just on Media
Show.
Media Show with Atherton. I can't say that for some reason. Atherton.
You went to South where the cab, you read like that?
I dropped out in the first grade.
Let me back up.
And West J.
Yeah, go ahead.
Atherton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Eastside Joey with the Meteor, Atherton, and West J podcast. Still wrong. Media.
Man, let me tell y'all something.
I know.
This nigga here.
Atherton.
Turn the lights on. This nigga needs some fucking sight.
He's Atherton. Atherton.
This shit right here. The man can't read.
Atherton, West J Media.
Yeah.
Okay. Atherton. This is Funny Man Joey with Atherton and West J Media.
Goddamn right. Eastside been good.
Hey, you talking about?
Bitch.
I can say that Atherton. That's right. That hard as fuck. I know it take you a long time to say this shit when you go.
It
makes
you look better.
Hell, it's fine. I like it.
I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. That shit was fine, though. That shit was dope. Yeah. I don't mind.
God is good.
All the time, I tell my purpose. I told purpose, you got to go to church.
We're going to get out y'all way. I'm going to go to head to this west side.
You can just walk and do that.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, man.
God bless you, man.
You too, man. Appreciate it.
Atherton.
West J Media.
Atherton. You funny too, man. We look forward to seeing the big shit for you.
Crew love. Is that crew love shit? That's my homeboy. Javon.
Oh, you know about it. Come here, Jay.
Yeah, Javon. That's like my cousin.
Right, okay.
Hey, Chester. I know Chester. Bodybuilding there, nigga. Homie, like, you know me personally, like, ain't no my real name. What a moment. You walked out. But Jay.